The content and material presented by the God's Greatness Podcast is in no way connected to or associated with any federal groups, organizations, or entities, or any military groups, organizations, installations, or entities whatsoever. What's going on, everyone? What's good, man? Welcome back to the God's Greatness Show. I am your host, Shaquille Polachek. All right, here, excited as always, all right? Excited as always. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. Well, it's really raining and gloomy as heck outside, but today is the day that the Lord has made, so I will rejoice and be glad in it, all right? We're alive and well. We're here to see the gloom and doom. That's a blessing in itself, all right? So, man. So I'm excited with the message today. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for coming back, continuing to listen and share and spread the word. Thank you to anyone who's given us a chance today for the first time. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I promise you this message and the messages to come can and will change your life should you soak them up and make them a part of your life and make them a part of you and you know, go along with them and abide by them. Because they're all grounded in the Word of God, all right? It's not me, but it's the Word of God, all right? Our Heavenly Father, and He will turn your life around. Your life ain't even got to be bad. It ain't got to be, you can be happy with life, but when God comes and does what He does, you won't ever, ever understand the happiness. It's more than happy. When God comes into your heart and changes your life for the better, man, it's beautiful. He'll take care of you. Anywho, thank you guys for listening. All right, like I said, soak up this message. I appreciate you guys giving us the time of day, and we will not disappoint. So while you're listening, listen to the scriptures, listen to the message, listen to the examples, the metaphors, and you know, the illustration of the point that I'm trying to make here, and apply it to your life. You know. Make it a part of your life. Make it a lifestyle. Watch the changes come. And when you're all done listening, I need you to go ahead, leave us a review, or shoot us an email at feedback@godsgreatnesspodcast.com and give us some feedback. All right, let us know what you think. Let us know how it helped you. Let it know, or let us know what it sparked up in your mind, in your heart, and your soul. How it touched you. All that good stuff, man. Just hit us up and let us know. Give us some feedback. It's much appreciated. And motivating. I love it. It's motivating as well. All right. So keep it coming. And yeah, again, enjoy this message. All right. Enjoy this message. All right. Without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and get into today's episode. Today's episode is on the grace of God, y'all. How many times you hear people say, oh, by the grace of God, right? Or the grace of God. So, hear people talk about God's grace, right? The grace of God, man, it's just uncomprehendable, if you ask me, right? You can't fully grasp the entire concept because it's so amazing, so great. So unlike anything you will ever experience to fully grasp it, man. But today we are going to dig into it, right? Into the topic of the grace of God. What is the amazing grace of God, right? Amazing grace. Nah. But what is it really, right? Grace is the favor, right? It's favor or goodwill, or the manifestation of favor, especially by a superior. Ooh. A superior, like a superior being, like our holy heavenly Father, the one and only true God, right? People experience the grace of God in different ways. If you ask, you know, 10 different people to describe the grace of God, you would probably get 10 different answers based on, you know, the individual lives and the individual experiences people have had throughout their lives with, you know, the God's grace. And, you know, it all depends on, like I said, their lives and their experience. So what you will see, though, in each description, if it's a description of the true grace of God, is favor and love from God, even when we are undeserving or nowhere near worthy, right, of His glory. He gives us His grace freely. You don't do anything to earn the grace of God. You don't work harder to get the grace of God or something. Or God gives His grace freely. So many times in life, man, people could be gone, right? I know some people know, like some people been there, been through it, and by the grace of God made it through, right? What does it look like? Put it simple, where it looks like us being screw ups and God taking care of us anyhow, right? God loving us anyhow, waking us up anyhow, hallelujah. Paying the bills anyhow. You messing up, but He taking care of your family anyhow. Just being the amazing God that He is, hallelujah. Anyhow, right? Some people don't understand that, right? Because they can't even imagine someone doing them wrong, but they still showing love, right? We don't do that. When somebody do us wrong, especially when they know they wrong, we cut them off. Nope, not again, right? Forgive and don't forget. You know what I'm saying? That's how we are. That's how the world is. Imagine God saying, oh, you sinned. You went against my word. Sorry, B. God cut you off. Catch you on the flip side, right? Like, I don't know you. You know? No. We will be screwed. Man, we will be screwed. Like, it's not even funny, but for real, the grace of God says, even though you went out on your own and you acted as if you knew how to handle your life better than me, better than God, right? I'm still going to fix it. I'm going to fix it all for you when you realize I am the only way. I am the only one, right? Grace says even though you decided to pretend I didn't exist or matter in your life, and you went out in the world and lived a life filled with sinful pleasures or worldly pleasures, I'm still going to turn your entire life around. I'm still going to place your feet on solid ground and help you realize that you only reach your calling by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Even though you messing up, God's got you. When you could have been dead out there, God's got you. When you could have OD'd on drugs, right? Whatever it is. You could have been homeless, eating out of trash cans by doing it your way. But because of the grace of God, hallelujah. Because He still was there, because God still hears a sinner's prayers. You can be born again through Christ. God shows us mercy every day. Every day. That's the grace of God. That is the grace of God. All right, I saw on Instagram, Jay Moss was teaching this sermon. He called Grace on Grace Upon Grace, I believe, or Grace on Grace. And he said, God's grace covered him time and time again. He talked about God stopping by in your life and dropping off blessings every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? But what I love is when he said, you didn't do anything to deserve it. You ain't worked for it. You ain't done nothing to earn it. But God gave you grace anyway. He gives it freely. That is what grace is. That is what grace does for you. It covers you even when you don't ask, even when you're messing up out there in the world. Man, like, why does the song say, an amazing grace that saved a wretch like me? Because without Him, we are lost in the wilderness, right? Lost in this world, destined for self-destruction one way or the other. We may not even see that we are following a path of self-destruction, but inevitably, that is where it leads. But His amazing grace saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. That is something to praise God over for sure, man. When you out there messing up, you doing God knows what in the world. And like I said, even worse, when you know what you should be doing, but you doing otherwise because it feels good, because whatever the reason may be. But God said, I'm still taking care of you. I'm still showing you my love and giving you my love, and I'm still protecting you out here. When you're putting yourself in all kinds of crazy situations, I'm still keeping you. That's the grace of God. Hallelujah. Psalms 84:11, it's the New King James Version, says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Man, that's beautiful. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly, those who are living righteously, working towards the ultimate example set for us by Jesus Christ. The Lord will give grace. And through his grace comes all good things that we have in life. Everything you see around you that is a blessing to your life, everything comes from the God, our God, the one and only. Hallelujah. Every good thing. John chapter 1 tells us in verse 16 and 17 that we receive grace for grace through Christ. Grace and truth, it says. Verbatim, it says, "And of his fullness we have all received grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. Given through Jesus Christ. Do you understand why and how the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior was by the grace of God, and how we receive grace from above because of it? Hallelujah, man. I'm just thinking about it, like the details of it. I'm just thinking about it right now, and it's really beautiful and amazing. Through Jesus Christ, we receive grace. Let me give you this next verse before I explain a little bit more. All right? It says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Man. That's crazy. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared. Which says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. That's the New King James Version. This section is called "By Grace Through Faith." Hallelujah. By grace through faith. All right. We have to talk about this now. Like, the limitless amount of love and grace the Lord showers down. Right? Not just shows, but showers down into our lives, man. This verse begins discussing when you're in the world, when you are in the world, right? Living according to the flesh, chasing after things of the flesh, a prisoner of sin. That time before you gave your life to the Lord, that time you used to be in the streets doing God knows what, when you made fun of people for living a Christian life. People do that, man. It's crazy. When you refuse to commit to the Lord, so you could enjoy the lust of the flesh, right? And the sinful pleasures, worldly pleasures, whatever it may be. The time before you turned your life around and you couldn't help yourself, right?
But verse 4 says, but God. I love it. It says, but God. It's like almost every great turnaround in life begins with, but God. Like, oh, my house is burning down with all my stuff inside, but God. And then there's the mansion down the street with your name on it. Ah, oh, man, hallelujah. Y'all not ready for that level right there. That's the, verse 4 says, but God. Somebody say, but God, if you're listening. Say, but God. It says, with all his mercy and love that he loves us with, even though we were out there doing dirt, living in sin, right? By his grace, we are saved through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For ages to come, he should show his exceeding rich of his grace. Hallelujah. And kindness towards us in Christ. That's talking about us. The generation since this was written, the current generation, and the generations to come, God will be showing us grace through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's just beautiful, man. Your children can experience the grace of God. Your grandchildren can experience the grace of God. Your great-grandchildren and more on, hallelujah, can experience the grace of God. And then it wraps up ensuring that you know you did nothing to deserve this, right? You didn't have to work for it. You didn't do anything. God had this prepared for you beforehand, it says. You didn't receive grace because of what you did, no. This was from God, a gift, it says, a gift from God. Don't you feel special when you get unwarranted gifts? Especially the ladies, like, I know, you know, they know that they love when they man come home, right, with gifts or flowers or whatever, and it's just a regular day. It ain't no holiday, it ain't no anniversary or nothing. It's just for no reason, right? I love they come home with gifts for no reason. That you smiling ear to ear, right? Well, God's gift to us that we don't have to do anything to receive, anything for it, is grace from above. Grace from our God, our Heavenly Father up above will forever be unmatched, man. His love, his care for us, his power, all-knowing, never can be matched. It will never be matched. Unmatched. Hallelujah. Romans 6 says, chapter 6, verse 14, is the NIV, says, sin shall not be your master because you are not under law, but under grace. All right, referring to the law that was ushered in under Moses in the Old Testament, but not, right? Not through Christ. Through Christ, we are under grace. And sin has no power over us. Power in the name of Jesus is no match for the power of our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, New King James Version says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Help in your time of need through grace. Hallelujah. The grace of God, y'all. The grace of God. Somebody say, but God, right? Hallelujah. Says, come boldly to the throne of grace, maintain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. When you're out there doing whatever it is you're doing and you're going to get stuck, life is going to begin destroying you, tearing you apart. By the grace of God, you shall be saved. Man, by grace, or said to find grace, to receive help in your time of need. That's just beautiful. Like, we go through so much in life, man. We deal with so much in life. Life don't stop. Life don't stop coming at you. Throwing everything it can at you to tear you down, to make you want to quit. But through grace, by the grace of God, hallelujah, you can receive help. You are saved. Oh, man. That's powerful. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe y'all ain't going through nothing in life. Maybe that don't hit y'all the same. But if you ain't, the time shall come. And if you are, you probably understand, man. But the grace of God will pull you through. That's powerful. The grace of God. By the grace of God, you have to do nothing to earn it. There's no work nothing. He gives it freely. Hallelujah. In the words of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 14, New King James Version. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. All right, let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you today. First and foremost, asking that you forgive us for any wrongdoings, any wrong sins that we may have committed. We ask that you continue to guide us and remove all things that are unlike you from our hearts, minds, body, and soul. Keep molding us into the young men and women of God that you desire for us to be. Lord, I ask that you just let this message of grace resonate in the hearts of everyone who is listening, everyone willing to listen, Lord. Open up their hearts to your message, to your word, and show them that by the grace of God, they shall be saved. Show them that no matter what they're going through, no matter what they're dealing with, that through the grace of God, through your grace, that they shall be saved, that they may make it through, that you can turn their life around and make them into the person that you desire for them to be. Hallelujah. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to do anything for you. Give it freely, Lord. We just, I just ask that you show the people that. Put it in their minds. Show them where they need to look in the scripture to know that your grace comes freely. That you are here for us. That your love, your care, your unconditional love is here for us. Given to us freely. I thank you for your grace, Lord. The grace of God. Thank you for grace through your son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I ask you just touch all your children, all the believers, all the people who are seeking you and love you dearly, Lord. When they are going through whatever it is they're going through, I ask you just cover them with your grace, Lord. Keep them close. Keep them protected. Keep your protecting arms around you, Lord, around them, Lord. And we thank you in advance for it. I pray that everyone out there who's dealing with the struggles of life, people who are going through things, people who are dealing with issues with children, issues with family, issues with friends, issues in the workplace, whatever it is, Lord, you know the struggles of your people. You know what's on their hearts. You know what's on their minds. I ask that you just reach out and touch them and fix it for them, Lord. Allow them to place their problems in your hands so you may be, they may be handled. You said we are more than conquerors, so we thank you for that, for making us more than conquerors, Lord, so we may conquer every situation. Every struggle that may come our way through you, Lord, by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask that you just keep molding us and helping us recognize our shortcomings and the things we are doing wrong as the body of Christ. We ask that you just help us to fix ourselves, that we may have strength and guidance to make the corrections in our lives that you need us to make so that we may be better Christians, better servants of you, Lord. And get one step closer to following the perfect example that you placed on the earth for us and in your word of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord. We thank you in advance for it. We thank you in advance for it. We know that in the name of Jesus Christ, it is already done, Lord. We have faith in you. We know that you can do all things. And through you, we can do all things through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for the freely given grace that you have given in our lives, that you will give into the lives of our offspring, our children, our grandchildren, for all the generations to come. We thank you for everlasting grace freely given to us. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. We thank you for everything you have done, everything you will be doing, and everything you are currently doing in our lives, Lord. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Lord. We love you. We give you glory. All the praise, all the honor. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Welcome to this part of the show, which I call What Am I Thankful For? All right. I love to take some time to give God and do thanks. Because he does so much for us in our lives. He does so much for us in our lives. So much that we can never, ever thank him enough for. So, again, I want to take some time to
share with you guys the things that I am thankful for here in this past week. Just like I said, to give thanks to God, the thanks that is due Him. So first, the first thing I am thankful for is I went on that Apple Podcast, Seeds episode was uploaded, and I noticed that I have a new review. I am always grateful for feedback, always grateful for reviews. If you listen to the episode, if you like it, if it touched you, anything like that, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or the Facebook page. But thank you to Silent Steve, who left me a review, a surprising uplifting of my day when I seen that. I was surprised, and it caught me off guard, and I wasn't expecting that. So I appreciate it. And I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast, and I'm glad for everyone else out there who's enjoying the podcast. It is my goal to inspire you and to uplift you in Christ. So thank you. Thank you. Most definitely thank you. All right. Next thing I am grateful for is thankful for the grace of God in our lives. As we talk about grace, you hear people talk about grace and mention all about grace of God and things like that. But after studying and getting into what the grace of God actually is, man, it's really beautiful and it's really a blessing from God. And again, we don't even have to work for it, but He just gives freely through His love, through Christ, the grace of God. Man, it's just, I have to take time to thank Him, because that is an amazing privilege from God that He gives us. You know, and takes care of us no matter where we may fall away from or stray off the path, you know. That's beautiful. So I thank God for that most definitely. I'm thankful for the grace of God. I am thankful for God opening doors, right? Opening doors. Like I keep telling y'all, man, the radio show last Monday was the debut episode. That was exciting and awesome. It went great. We'll be back this Monday at 8, WJHM102Jams.com. Feel free to listen, all right? But I am just grateful for the opportunity to be able to speak on a much larger platform. All right, much larger platform. It's beautiful. There's nothing I could have done on my own, right? God opened that door for me. He brought them to me. He showed them, you know, revealed them in the podcast and let it touch them in the way that they wanted to bring it onto their show. I did nothing to find them or to seek that out or create that opportunity for myself. No, God made the opportunity. So I'm just grateful always, man. God is good. He is amazing. What else? Just thankful for God ordering my footsteps. Right, making a way for me, opening doors for me, showing me what I need to do, where I need to go, what moves I need to make, and guiding me and giving me the confidence in my choices. That's a beautiful thing. You know, God always guides your footsteps, but I'm always grateful for God guiding my footsteps personally for me. It's always a blessing. I want to lead my life in every way. I want Him to show me the way to go, show me what to do. My life is not my own, right? I'm giving it to Him, so I want Him to guide me fully and completely in every way, in every aspect of my life. So I'm grateful to God for it. And I'm thankful, as always, I gotta tell you, I'm thankful for life and health, because I am. So much going on in the world, so many people who are out there dealing with the worst of the worst, man, like horrific things in the world, and I'm not one of them, you know. Thank God, by the grace of God, right? By the grace of God, my family is safe, we're healthy, we're happy, we are living a peaceful life in a peaceful environment. Yes, struggles may come, but nothing to the likes of what's going on out in the world that some other people are dealing with. So I thank God for that, man. I thank Him for waking me up in my right mind, and, you know, being, like I said, being able to move my body and limbs and walk and have the strength of my body. I'm grateful for it. Never want to take anything for granted. The breath that I have every day waking up, life that I have, my heart beating in my chest, and the same for my family and kids and all that, I'm just beyond grateful, man. God is beautifully amazing in our lives, actively amazing in our lives. His love is unmatched, unconditional, and I give Him glory for it. Hallelujah. All right, hallelujah. So take some time out your day to give God the thanks due to Him, right? This is what I'm thankful for this week here, and I know God is going to keep opening doors and keep allowing growth in my life and in your life as well. So choose to trust Him. So hallelujah. Give God the thanks due Him. Give God the thanks due Him. All right. This is what your host, Shaquille Polichek, is thankful for here on the God's Greatness Show. All right, everyone, that is the message, man, on grace, right? The grace of God. Hallelujah for the grace of God. I hope that message really, really settled in your hearts, man. The grace of God is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's a blessing. It's just our God being Him, man. He's just doing what He do, you know? Being more than we could ever ask for. Doing more than we could ever ask for. Loving us more than we could ever begin to understand. Hallelujah, man. God is good, you know. So, again, if you enjoyed that message, take a second to just leave us some feedback and let us know. All right? If that touched you and that resonated with you, take a second to just give us some feedback. Either a review on Apple would be awesome. A review on the Facebook page, the God's Greatness Show Facebook page. Or just shoot us an email at feedback@godsgreatnesspodcast.com. And also you could comment on any of the posts on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram is God's Greatness Show God's Greatness _ Show. And then on Twitter, we are God's Great, GR8 _ Show. All right. So yes, shoot us a message and let us know, how this message touched you. That would be awesome and it's motivating. You can also leave us a voice message, which is even awesome, even more awesome, right? So you can leave a voice message via the Anchor link on the website or here under the description of the show. You can leave us that. So and then if this message also, if it did something for you, if you enjoyed it, share it with someone, right? And we're asking also that you guys give donations if you feel up to it, or if you feel like that's something you want to do, that would be much appreciated. You can find the link as well in the description. I believe it's 5, 10 or 20, or you can do a custom amount, I'm pretty sure, donation to the podcast. So yeah, thank you guys in advance, man. Thank you guys in advance for that, for sure. And I really hope, regardless of any of it, I hope the message resonated with you in your hearts and that you could take it, go forth and know that God's grace, right? God's grace, hallelujah, is upon us. Love and mercy from our Heavenly Father. He is beyond amazing, right? Beyond amazing. Follow us on social media at those same accounts as well. And visit the website, godsgreatnesspodcast.com. Okay? Are my favorite verse, man. Every time. I will not stop saying this. My favorite verse is Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Okay? We can dance. We can shout. We can do anything we want. Just remember and rejoice in the fact that for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. All right, that's Luke 1:37. Don't forget that, man. All right, this is the God's Greatness Show. All right, I'm your host, Shaquille Palachek. I look forward to next time talking out and giving you guys a new message every Monday and Friday. Do not forget, Monday at 8, WJHM102Jams.com. You will hear our radio debut, 8 o'clock. 8 to 9 is an hour long block. All right, the same things going on, but on a bigger scale. Guys opening doors, right? Don't miss it. WJHM102Jams.com. Monday morning at 8. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you all. You have a great weekend. Get some rest. Spend time with your family. Do what you do. But enjoy yourself and keep your mind focused on the Lord. All right. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God. So, till next time, I'm out of here.